Well, nonetheless, welcome back.
Yay!
I couldn't wait to be back. Happy Shans.
Yay.
Give everyone an update because you were on the show last year. Thanks, Drizzy. yeah, because you were on the show last year, so give us an update on how things have been, what you're doing, how you're feeling.
What you got going on?
What you want to talk about?
Shans Ashley.
Yeah, okay, so I'm another Shans, though. We have rebranded. Only because
you rebranded from Shans, though.
Yeah, because you know what? When you search my name,
yeah,
and my old ad name, beer fucking tweets come up.
Really?
Like I'm dissing all of our faves, all the favorite like rappers and stuff, and like what I'm doing right now. I'm like, okay, I can't get caught slipping.
Yeah.
So I had to change my ad name. So I'm Shans Ashley now. It's my girl P. Shans, though, rest in peace. Loved her. Right now, I'm not flying yet. Mm-hmm. But hopefully soon, because flying is picking up and the vaccination thing is happening now. Mm-hmm. I launched my media company during quarantine, Top Left.
Yes, ma'am.
Top Left Media. We're kind of on a hiatus right now because right when I launched it, we went back into like
lockdown. Yeah.
So I'm trying to like scramble and figure out everything. So probably next month, I'll probably be back at it. I'm working with an amazing company right now. Won't say the name, but
what do they do?
We're working on the festival that's coming up.
Festival,
music festival
in a pandemic.
I mean, COVID's over for now until we go back in lockdown.
Don't let Deja hear you.
You don't cuss me.
COVID is not over. We should stay locked up for 5,000 years until we get
but
back.
But they made a point. I mean, to be fair, yeah, but. It's either, depending on what's going on, either drive-in or in-person, but it's going to be really great. We have really great people lined up. Like, I'm excited for that. So that's what I've been putting my effort in right now. Mm-hmm. So after that's done, I'll start doing Top Left and hopefully be flying again. So
I love the name Top Left. That's so true.
I lie.
That's hilarious.
I remember when I was, like, coming up with the name, I went on YouTube. I'm like, I want to make sure that I'm not teaching another one's name. Mm-hmm. And there was, like, a different podcast called Top Left Podcast. And I'm like, oh, fuck, like, whatever.
But
they got
the but are they still active?
Yeah, but they're not. None of them are black. You guys are not using our slang.
What are they?
They're non-black, and I think one of them's white. You guys are not using our slang for this. Sorry, I reclaimed it.
I'm screaming.
Reparations.
I like that. That's good. Reclaiming.
So wait, they're from Toronto.
Yeah,
but they're not black.
No.
I mean, even though they're not black, they're still from Toronto. Like Top Left is just Toronto slang. It's not like black slang.
But it's from Jamaica.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Like
Top Left.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think you made that up.
I did. I just want to claim it. But black people created it. Black people created it, so I'm reclaiming it. It's ours.
I'm fucking dead.
Because Mano said Todd never come up with, yeah, man, you know, fucking Top Left. Yeah, man. Like, honestly, Top Left. No. We created it, so it's ours. Sorry.
Say less. I'll back you up on it.
There's almost like that. It's like a caricature almost, though, when you hear people that aren't black using that whole Toronto accent, especially on TikTok, you know, it's like people have whole personalities based around the whole thing, and it's you hear the accent leave their voice as soon as
I blocked. I don't know if that one guy
camera.
He always wears a Blue Jays hat. He has this double character called SK or AK or something.
I know who you mean.
Yeah, that is. I blocked him and I cuss him every time he comes on my For You page.
Where's he from?
He's from friggin' Oakville or Vaughan or something. Yeah. And he's this white guy and he just puts on the black scent, Toronto black scent.
Yeah.
Like, you already fucking know? It's a man 8K? Like, I'm like, why are you talking like that?
No, but they think it's like a joke that we
it's
made
a character.
Up. They actually don't understand that there are people who talk to their mom like that. Like,
you know? Like, you go home.
People that talk to their mom like
Dukes,
that.
Yo, Dukes, what gun? Like,
no,
nah.
Really? I know, man.
Like, yeah, of course.
Oh, my God.
No, like, the man.
No code switching for some Toronto men, you know? Imagine going to a job interview, so it's like, yo, so what kind of reference?
I know beer bats that do that, you know? You guys are not hiring right now, fam? I'm like, no.
Not what you're talking like that, but good.
Like, no, they won't hire you.
Daniello Banton, or whatever his name is, that Toronto man that just got drafted by the Raptors.
Period.
You know what I mean?
You already know. Like,
so he's doing interviews, sounds like Presa doing it.
It's great. Oh, I actually love that so much.
Do you know that fucking Mucho calls him the Toronto TikTok Tatum? Yo, he is one of the funniest.
What do you mean TikTok Tatum?
Because he looks like a bootleg version of Jason Tatum. You know Jason Tatum, the basketball player?
Oh my
god. Bro, if you pull up his videos, I scream every time. If you search Mucho's ad and you type in Tatum or like TikTok Tatum, it'll come up because Mucho's. That man is fucking hilarious. And he does like these, I don't think he's from, I think he's more from like Oakville or like one of those like outskirts cities, mm-hmm. like out of Toronto, but like he does all like the Toronto man like talking thing. He like dances.
Oh, yes, anyways. Yes. I know exactly the guy with the braids. He's light skin.
Yeah, he's basically.
And everyone's always roasting him on TikTok. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mucho called him. Mucho called him the black TikTok Tatum or the Toronto TikTok Tatum. And I scream.
No, because he dead ass looks like him.
And I'm like, bro, I know exactly who that is. And that's the best way to describe him. So if anyone knows his actual TikTok name,
I need to find it. I don't remember it, but he's always dancing. And he dances so he can't even dance.
He can't really dance. He's like, so I was like, yo, he hit that hoe. And a video he posted was like, yeah, he hit that shit. Like, no the fuck he did it.
And people are like, yo, allow him. And they're like, yo, you know you get no tings. Why are you dancing like that, man?
That's what you almost have to appreciate. Like, the double down. Like, yeah, I know I ain't gonna get no girls off this, but like, whatever. It's
but
fine.
He
yeah.
gets tings because the girls are like, oh, like, you're so cute. I love how
someone
tweet
like, yo, let me find out who's giving this nigga pussy. Like, this nigga's a cornball.
And you know he gets, I bet he gets some like fire shorties. I know he gets fire shorties. He like,
you think so?
Yeah, the fire shorties love corny niggas.
Do they?
That's true.
I mean, maybe.
You pull some fire shorties.
Have you?
Could I, Shams?
Have you pulled some fire shorties?
He has. He has a good
baddies,
roster.
Baddies?
Like some baddies.
Like, goddamn, bitch.
Zoe only sees me produce and everything. She sees me, like, stressed out and everything, trying to make the camera and the audio work. Like, there are times I even, like, get on a tangent and start talking and be like, oh.
You know, and like, I'm like,
she'd be like, really? Whoa, Chris has a personality. Oh my goodness.
And that's how I know you as.
Yeah, I know. Like, she doesn't know producer stressed out class.
I mean, you
know?
You're just always stressed out, though.
Yeah. It's trying to less of that, you know?
We love that.
Well, I have two stories because I like to think of like what happened in the last 2 weeks that we've been off. So, one thing that happened, so I was having a conversation with a lot. It was like a group of like, I guess like black guys who were like cool. You know, I was friends with a few. I was friends with some of them.
And Mucho's
like
party, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Some of them I just met. I'm not gonna put anyone on blast because you know I respect everyone's privacy. Anyways, we were having a conversation just about like, you know, like just like dating and black women and all this stuff and where you grew up and Ray Tay Tay and people's type and blah blah blah. And you know, they asked me. They're like, you know, like, so I was like, you know, I don't really date white guys. I've never really been intimate with a white man or anyone who's really non. Actually, I've like sort of had a crush on the.
We went to Mayfield's.
Well, I also went to Mayfield's. Well, that's another point. Like, I'll get to that. So, like I said, we're talking about that. Just like a really cool conversation. They're pretty open, you know. And they were talking about, you know, like if I really like went through all my, because I was like, if I literally went through all my bodies, like I've only slept with black men. I don't have anyone who's non-black on my body count. That's just what it is. I've only been intimate with black men.
No biracial either. Okay.
Actually,
yeah.
I got your answer.
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Oh wow.
Good. Like, good for you.
Like, good for you. Why is your voice going?
I don't know. There's some sort of gold star certification that you get somehow.
I think. Yeah, there's been like fair skin, but they've never been biracial. They're still black.
Yeah. Mm.
So I don't want to like call them biracial because they've never said they were biracial. They would say they're black man. Mm. Well, they're definitely not biracial. Even though you consider yourself black man, even though you are biracial.
No. We can talk. You wanted.
I'm just saying the guys that I've been with, there's been light skin on the spectrum, but they weren't biracial light skin. But anyways, point is, we're talking about that. I said, yeah, you know, I'm like, I've only been with black men. Like, you know, I can genuinely say that, like, you know, that's how it's been. Yeah. I've always only been intimate with, like, I didn't really go out of my way to only fuck black men, but, like, those are the men I find attractive. Those are the ones who attracted to me.
You shouldn't have to explain that. You're black.
Whatever, right? Cool.
You're a black woman.
Some of them were like, yeah, honestly, like, one guy was like, yeah, I'll say, like, you know, about 85% of my bodies are black women. And I said, okay, cool. You know, but some niggas were like, yeah, I would say about, like, 30. 20.
Are you not Tamaraz?
And I was like,
are you not Tamaraz?
Damn, like only 20% of the. So if you slept with 10 women, only two of them are black?
Yeah.
But then they were like, you know, well, I grew up here with a lot of white. And I grew up here. And I'm like, yo, I went to a high school that was literally 90% white.
You.
And I still only, and I'm not saying I, like I said, I'm not against it, but it's like, I don't know, like it's and I'm also not against people sleeping with other races, obviously. It's just so weird to me that it's like, yeah, I would say only like that's 15-20% yeah. of my, but, and then one guy's like, yeah, I'd say 30, and his friend's like, yo, not 30, I'd say like 20, and I'm like, bro, like, you guys are just.
That is weird, because I grew up in Oakville, like, the amount of references you guys have made to Oakville already in this podcast, like, it's super white and everything, and right. I, 85% of my body is probably black women too, so like, yeah. that's why it's an interesting
So it's like, out. I don't know, I just found it kind of, and I was just sitting there kind of just like, I just found it weird that, like I said, if you slept with 10 women, only two of them were.
But they're going out their way not to, because they can. They can find black women. Of course they are. Yeah. Because as someone who's grew up
in. And all of them were good looking.
Yeah. Of course. It's not like black women don't want you.
I don't know, like, what their personalities. You know, sometimes, you know, their personalities could be shitty. I don't know. But they're all fairly good looking black men. So it's kind of like, you know, kind of a little hurtful to hear that all of them.
I was like, gonna
or most of them didn't only slept with, like, less
they
than
don't because they
30%
they go out of their way not to,
and then another one like called his friend up because he's like, honestly, he's like, I would give you less than 30 because like you have biracial women in there, and he was like, so what, they have to be full black? And I was like, well, technically, I mean, yeah, I'm like, black and biracial, two different things. So I was like, if you are counting the biracial woman as black, and technically your percentage should be lower. Less,
yeah, but art imitates real life,
like, no. Am I the only person who found it weird?
No, I find it weird.
I think it's weird. I'm not. I can't relate, but I do think right. it's weird. You know,
it's like,
and I don't want to like police anybody's
body. I have
no. You're not.
I have a lot of theories. I'm just like,
wow,
this.
That's a little. I don't know.
But it's like, I know we're gonna talk about it later, but like, art imitates real life. Like, look at. I don't know if you started the UK one, mm-mm. but the UK Love Island. But you started it, yeah.
Right. I started it like so, 2 days ago. Yeah.
Like, I'm like in the middle. Like, I haven't finished it yet, but it's like. One of the black guys, he's besties with the dark skin girl, Kaz, Aaron.
Right.
He's best friends with her. They get along so well, great chemistry, but I'm 99% sure if her tone was a little lighter, if she was white or not, like, black. Like, yeah, we get on so well, blah, blah, blah. I know he would be with her, like, with her. So it's not like these black women don't want them, because I know Kaz, if Aaron were to be like, Kaz, yeah, let's.
Yeah, because Aaron's the dark skinned yeah, man on the show.
The one dark skinned guy.
And Kaz is the one dark skinned girl on the show.
So I feel like a lot of times, like, even me personally, like, I've been friend zoned by a lot of black men who do not date women who look like me.
Mm-hmm.
They only friend zone you. They will not, like, they won't even look at me that kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And not, like, I'm not trying to gas myself, like, saying I'm their preference or whatever, but we get on so well. He'd be like, yeah, you're like my sis. Like, you get me, like, yo, I wish I could find a girl like you. Nigga, as a girl!
Crazy fucking statement. I wish I could find a girl like you. You are the one. But I
am
like
the girl like me. Like, walk on. But it's because I'm not the right hue. They're not checking for me. So, like, when black men say that, like, at this point, I'm just like, your colorists need to work through some stuff.
Yeah, honestly, well, when we said the first time this, like, podcast went viral.
It was when we were talking about
this. About, you know, dating in Toronto and how it can feel like sometimes it's tainted in colorism. And I stand by, that's the first time, like, we got, like, thousands of views on our YouTube. It's the first time we got, like, retweets and
everyone was blah. Pissed.
You know, like I said, it pulled, people were pissed, people agreed, it showed people's true colors, people who disagreed and try to get defensive, especially the
a lot of light-skinned women.
Yeah, it should definitely
saw you in those likes.
It definitely showed some true colors, and I was like, all right, if you guys really don't see it, then that's just, you're a part of the problem, and that it is what it is. But I'm not even trying to get into all that. But to go off what you were saying, yeah, now that I'm also like a reality TV junkie. Like, my guilty pleasure is watching trash reality TV.
I love trash,
like,
reality.
Love Island, Temptation Island, Fuckboy Island.
Temptation Island?
You haven't heard of, did you know?
Fuckboy Island.
So Temptation Island is fucked.
That's where you watch your girl get fucked by
literally,
other guys.
Literally,
yeah. I lie.
So it's on
Mini for watching.
No, it's not on HBO. It's on Crave. If you have Crave TV, it's on Crave. I'm sure you can find it on a legal site.
Somewhere. Oh, I have a legal site.
But anyways, Temptation Island was this show, and it's only about two or three seasons, but it was this show that what happened was, so say like Clyde and I were in a couple, right? We've been together for 5 years and we really want to get married, but we kind of want to just like make
fuck
sure.
Around.
No. We want to make sure that we still love each other. So we want to test our relationship by like going to Temptation Island. We want to make sure that, you know, we can stay strong. We can like fight temptation. Like, there's no one else
oh,
out there.
Oh yeah.
For us.
I started it.
Clyde and I will go to an island.
Yes. I remember
we'll
the show.
We'll talk about our issues or like what we're trying to do, what our goals are.
And they bring
are.
In other girls and
then,
guys.
Yeah. They separate us. So Clyde will go to one villa. on one side of the island, I will go to another villa on the other side of the island, and they will bring in like 10 single guys and 10 single girls to each villa and just try and fuck with you.
I remember that. Just break up. Like, why?
Why are you going on this show to prove that you love each other?
Yeah, like, what, going out in such a bang? It's like, yeah, we know this isn't working out, but let's bring reality TV on this.
Yeah, so yeah, to me, I just love, like, it's my guilty pleasure. I just fucking love trash reality TV. I'm just like, yeah, I get so excited, whatever, whatever. It's something that I hate that I love it, but I'm still gonna fuck with it. But anyways, so I was watching Love Island now because I just started Love Island recently. For anyone who watches it, I might have some spoilers, so whatever, if you're not completely caught up. So Love Island season 3, if you kind of are on Twitter or you like follow Love Island or see the hashtags, there's this one girl on the show named Cache. She was a
Okay, cool.
So there's this one beautiful dark-skinned girl, her name was Cache. She was everyone's favorite on
the
show.
She is the main character of Love Island.
Her and Shannon were the main characters.
Even though she's a Trumpy, but we still stan her.
They had, like, Shannon, obviously, she has her issues. She was obviously exposed for being a Trump supporter.
But I still loved her.
She had, like, that energy. She had that feisty white girl. You kind of wanted to fight her, but you loved her at the same time. But she was a bitch. But, like, yo, I kind of fuck with her. Like, you know, she had, like, emotionally invested in the show. And she ended up leaving the show for reasons. I don't want to spoil it to anyone. But she did end up leaving the show, so she's not competing anymore. And there's also Cache, who did also recently got voted off the show. And Cache was a beautiful dark-skinned girl. Her kind of, like, personality trait, like, she was super outgoing, like,
she was so much fun.
All the guys loved her, all the girls loved her. She had the personality of the show, and her thing was she was bald, or her hair was very, very cut.
Yeah,
very,
she
very
cut
low.
Off her head. Yeah.
So her thing was, you know, she, before she came on the show, she shaved her head. So she wants someone to actually like her,
see
for
her for that,
mm-hmm. and like, yeah. you know, her beauty without her wig or her weave, which I really loved. You know what I mean, a lot of, and thing is, like, you see a lot of black women on reality shows with the wigs. You know what I mean? And sometimes the wigs are not laid. You know what
that
I mean?
That HD, like, camera be picking up you guys' ghost bonds on your forehead.
Well, you know, like, the hair and makeup team is only equipped to deal with so much.
Yeah.
Like,
no, this season they hired black.
I have a hair and makeup team.
In Love Island UK, they hired a black one. That's why Kaz's wigs always look so good.
Or just, like, what they're providing in the house for them to do their hair.
They hired a black girl.
I don't know.
All I know is sometimes when you watch reality TV, sometimes the black girls who come with the wigs are not giving. Wigs are looking terrible. Yeah. So I really like that she came out and she was like, you know, like, I'm not afraid to wear my natural hair, whether it's long,
beautiful,
whether it's
girl.
Short, whether it's bald. You know, she would have her wig on and off in the show. Another, like, speaking on that, another black reality TV star, if you watched the latest season of Too Hot to Handle, her name was Melinda. She
main character.
Oh my god. First
main character.
All, like, all these black women are main characters.
Main character, like, I'm glad that, like, well, the only reason why the USA had so many black women is because there was a law put in place where reality shows have to reflect the proper
demographic
of the country. Okay. So that is
easy
the only
for them
reason.
To cop out because it's 13%, right? Is like
no, but black people are like people of color are the majority in America now.
Yeah,
okay. White people aren't a majority anymore, so that's why they had to have so many people of color on Love Island. That's why I loved watching it, because I could see myself. But the same, like, you're like getting to, like, the same colorism, the same, like, hatred towards dark-skinned women, the same gaslighting, the disrespect, it's still there, and it's happening from our men. And I was just, like, so stressed for Trina. I was so... Trina's gorgeous, by the way.
Trina's
why
very pretty, but
nobody
she's very
go
annoying.
For her?
She's very... I personally don't, like, from what I'm seeing, she
like
has
her.
No personality.
She has none.
She's very,
she's
like...
fine.
But I think she's pretty.
But every,
she's very
but
pretty.
If you look at all the other white girls these men are going for, they didn't have no personality.
Right.
Trina is gorgeous. Why aren't you going for Trina?
Yeah.
Like, Cache, I understand, because futurism, all of that, but, like, bro, they it's the dark, the hue of their skin, they're like, no.
Yeah.
No. And Cache, like you said, Cache was the, she, I'm glad that we have representation for a dark-skinned woman that's not, like, angry and,
exactly.
They're not like the Shannon. Like, if Shannon can get away with it because she's a white blonde girl, but if Cache was like Shannon,
It would be angry
like
black
Flavor
woman.
Flav, Tiffany Pollard.
Yes.
Kinda,
yeah,
know?
That's literally that, what, like, if Shannon was black, she would literally be like Tiffany Pollard.
Yeah.
Literally. Like 100%.
Which
she'd be
I don't
New
even,
York.
I hate even saying it in that vein because I feel like she reinvented herself really well and turned that into a career. But it's like, I like what you're saying, how far black women have come in the space of reality television.
Right.
And it's great to see how it is now.
But we're still being abused by our own people.
And the thing is, it's like, you know, like I said, she was the life of the show. And like the thing is, and I also saw, like, I've noticed it myself, like, men would, like, she definitely got chose quite a bit on the show. Like, a lot of men were interested in her, but it would never be, like, physical. Like, yeah, I love her energy, I love her personality, but it would never.
Why do they
like,
never do that for dark skin women?
It would never be. Like, never. You would never hear on the show be like, yeah, like she's beautiful. So beautiful. I love her body.
She's my type on paper. Yeah, yeah. None of that.
You never heard like, yeah, she's my type, mm-hmm. or like she's so stunning. Or it's like, oh, I love her personality. We click.
Yeah,
we connect. Mm-hmm. Everything was personality.
She's goofy.
Personality,
she knows what she wants. Her personality seems. Yeah. And when they say that, I'm like, you don't want her.
Well, even though, obviously that's a compliment because you want to be like my personality, but it's still kind of like...
The show's basis like, is looks.
Yeah, the show at the end of the day is based on sexual attraction and looks. And then from there, you try to connect
build
with
a connection,
people, right?
Because exactly.
like the first episode, you're picking someone just from looking at them. You're coupling up with them just from physical attraction. So to me, it's just weird like hearing the way the men spoke on her. Like, yeah, like I love her. Like I love her personality. I love her confidence, blah, blah, blah. But it was never like, she's my type. Like
yo,
she's
beautiful.
Fine as like,
and her body was
beautiful.
Banging.
She had
she
a beautiful
gorgeous.
Body.
Yo,
she had a fat ass. She had nice titties. She was slim, but like had shape. I don't know.
If Cachet ever wanted to just spend a day with me, if she said she's done with men, okay. I'd deal with her sick.
Yeah. And honestly... You're fucked. But yeah, that's literally, I felt like when it comes to like dark skin representation in shows, I feel like they're always the main character and they always carry the show and everything's like super good. And they always end up go out sad.
Yeah.
Like Melinda, look what happened with fucking the Edad French boy. What's his name?
It's like a horror.
Marvin.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter.
I know you're talking
about.
Yeah.
Trash.
It's like a horror movie.
From
like we die before the film ends.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Oh yeah, and the season before.
Too hot to handle.
No.
Love Island. Okay.
A dark skinned girl and a biracial guy won.
I heard. Yeah.
Caleb.
Justine
and Caleb, and then it turned out Caleb was just using her the whole time. Because the thing is, this started happening from like years before. I've clocked it. Like rappers and all these people who don't date black women, don't fuck with black women. They make, like even Goldlink, like he made a song called Dark Skinned Women. And I know personally he does not fuck with dark skinned women.
Jeez.
I know personally he does not like dark skinned women, right? And well, maybe now he changed, whatever. Ooh, cool. Give benefit of the doubt. But that... I knew at the time he released it, I was like, you were not gunning for dark skin women when you were out here.
Yeah, he's using it as like a way to...
Yeah, so many rappers have done it. Mm-hmm. So many rappers have done it. And I can see it now in reality TV. The black man will go for the dark skin woman because he knows no one else is gunning for her.
Right.
And he did that with Justine. He had a biracial girlfriend at home.
Oh, he had a girlfriend the whole time.
Yep. And then he even tweeted, like, you know, Stan Twitter will pull up all the old
receipts. Yeah.
He pulled it up that he only said, oh, I'd only date like a light skinned girl or someone that looks like me or a white girl. Like, they pulled up the receipts. He was not attracted to her. The friends were even laughing, saying, oh, he's not even attracted to her. Like, he doesn't like her. Da, da, da.
Oh, shit.
And he got clocked. And now he's like, they took him out of all the deals.
And they won the money.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah. And he did not like, they broke up after, like, she said as soon as they got back,
he dipped.
Because he has a girlfriend.
Oh, God.
He had the biracial girlfriend that he was with, and he just used her to win the money. Because he knows that, like, we want to see ourselves in love. So we want to see black women being loved out loud, right?
Right. So he's going to get the votes.
He's, like, praying
and got
on
the vote.
Trauma. Like, it's
and
very
And they
very
do that.
Sinister.
And they're doing that again with Cachet. Like, that's what they did with Cachet. They see Cachet is going outside. So every single guy goes in there. They're going for Cachet. They're doing it in the UK, too.
Yeah.
They see that Kaz. Well, from what I'm watching now, maybe later on it's better. They see that Kaz is the only woman that's not getting any love.
Oh, no.
Let's go for the dark-skinned woman.
Yeah.
Because they know people love that shit. They'll eat it up.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
That's fucked.
That's very fucked. Just put it back to all white people because we can't butter.
No, please
don't. It gets me so pissed when I see it and how they treat us. Like, it's so disgusting.
It's honestly crazy to see that, like, yeah, most reality shows, when there's a dark-skinned woman, she goes outside. Because even though Melinda, like, I think she was absolutely stunning. Like, she's beautiful. And she was the one, like, she was the one black woman on reality TV who could, like, rock a wig. Then she'd rock her
hair, natural hair.
She'd do this, that.
Bro,
like, she
she's
good
beautiful.
All the time.
She's beautiful.
And she went outside because the guy who she ended up, like, voting for
and
winning with.
White woman.
I don't know if you don't like white women.
He does.
But,
clocked him, too. The French Twitter. God. French Twitter clocked him. He only dates white women in real life.
And doesn't he have, like,
three white baby moms.
Three white baby moms.
And he used to say that he's light-skinned. He thinks he's light-skinned.
I have a lot of theories about like why this kind of is a thing, and it's almost like this answer I feel like you can do for a lot of things with black people, just like goes back to
trauma, slavery.
No. I won't even go that deep. You know? But just, I think there's a lot of absent fathers in Black homes, right? So a lot of the time, that burden is being placed on the Black woman, and a young Black boy is being raised solely by a single Media. Black mom. So he doesn't really see a father figure, or more importantly, somebody loving his mom. He doesn't see another Black man loving his mom. So he doesn't view, he's going to grow up not thinking his mom, a woman like his mom, a Black woman is desirable or something like that, you know? So that's where that, I'm going to go get a white girl, you know? It seems more like, I don't know, like a higher end of the spectrum. This is at least what I could surmise from being around niggas that express the type of things that you were saying you heard at the party, like saying, oh, only 30% of my, you know, bodies have been Black women. You know, when I try and understand this, and when I talk to other Black men, a lot of the time the same sentiment is like, oh, I see my mom when I see other Black women. I see my sister, and it's like,
I don't see my dad.
Yeah, I don't
imagine my dad. Yeah, no other race does that. You don't see Asian men like, yeah, I can't date an Asian girl because I see my mom. Yeah, you don't see Indian men like, yo, I can't date an Indian girl because I see my mom. That's like, what?
All of that, though, is if you want to boil it down to just like a sentence, what is it? It's the absence of the Black man, right? Mm-hmm. It's the...
And Black love in general.
Yeah, not seeing a good representation of it. So even these shows that they have dark-skinned women, it still sucks to see them, you know, gunning for the biracial women or for the
white women,
you know, the white women and shit like that, you know.
For the white women, they even go for biracial ones on these shows.
It's crazy.
Yikes!
I just want to see. I need the casting people. If by chance you're listening, I highly doubt. But if by chance you guys are ever listening, get Black men that date Black women, please, please. That's all I ask.
It needs to be in the vetting process.
They literally go out of their way to find Black men who don't date Black women. And it's so jarring to me. I think Cinco was the only one, but even Cinco, the tea on, because I go down the rabbit holes when I watch reality shows. So I go on the Reddits, I go on Stan Twitter. Apparently Cinco only dates white women back home.
No way. I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but that's the tea. But then look how he was with Leslie.
He did like Leslie.
He liked Leslie a lot.
Weird. It was kind of, I'm like, why her? This purple head yell.
Miss Seth. She's like, yeah, I got a good vibe from you. What vibes, girl?
Yeah.
The girl was high as shit.
Leslie wasn't the white girl with the purple hair.
She got kicked out because she was smoking weed.
No, I heard she was posting stuff on her OnlyFans.
No, it's because she was smoking weed in the villa. She brought a vape and she was smoking weed.
Oh, my God.
And she got kicked off for that.
Well, with that being said, in conclusion to that topic, I feel like if you have a reality show or you're a producer or if anyone's listening, dark skin. Women, not even say people, because usually the men have choices.
Yeah, they have everything.
Usually the men get pretty far or whatever. When it comes to dark skinned women, there needs to be like some type of like training or better vetting process or something to just make it a little bit. We need to stop going out sad when it comes to reality TV. Like sometimes it's like, Cashier bro, what sad. The fuck? Yeah, Cashier got
played. She was so forgiving, and she's like, it's okay, it's fine.
But I think. Not to get in too far into it because I don't want to make this like a Love Island episode. Yeah. But yeah, she definitely went out
sad. Charlie, if you're ever listening, I'm coming for you, fam.
Yeah, Charlie played her, but
I'm gonna fuck him up.
Nonetheless, what's it called? Two episodes ago.
Not last like, episode, but the episode before where we talked about
the BBLs.
Yes.
Was that 3 weeks ago?
No. Well, the week
we took a break.
Like, you took a break. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So. Yes, you're right. Two episodes ago, we had a conversation about BBLs, right? And the conversation was really well. And like, thank you to everyone who like tuned in to our YouTube and everyone who subscribed. We got like shit ton of views. Like,
I love that.
14,000 views on that video.
We got 200 episode.
Subscribers. So thank you, everyone. Like, really continue to subscribe and watch and let us know what else you want to hear because we appreciate everything we're getting from everyone when it comes to that sense. So definitely subscribe to our YouTube. But anyways, so like I said, that video is picking up a lot of traction. I was like, yeah, I'm like, we should like discuss this more because like obviously like Laurel was the guest on that show, obviously like her or I don't have BBLs. So we can't really discuss it like in depth, you know. I mean, we only discuss it from like what we see, you know, what we read, you know, what we research, like how we feel about it, whatever, right? So I tried to find someone.
I know so many people with BBLs.
So I tried to find someone who had a BBL, who would be willing to just genuinely discuss the process, like what they went through, like why they decided to do it, you know, where they did, just like giving us like just genuine like education, because mm-hmm. I can't speak on it. So I hate speaking on things that I've never experienced, because like I said, I like, who am I to speak on mm-hmm. BBLs, right? I don't have one. And so many girls are just like, oh no, scared. No, I don't
really
know.
So they reached out but didn't want to like public.
Go on public.
Yeah. So like, but like even like I would post on, I'd post it on Twitter. I'd post it like, if you know anyone with the BBL, like no judgment zone. Like if you have one, like I want to have like a genuine conversation. Like I'm not going to just like, I want to provide people with like insight and education, like an experience from someone who first had mm-hmm. or would hands-on experience. And everyone's just like, no, girl.
Oh, why?
And I was like, you BBL girl. I was like, what?
Girl.
Like, the thing is, like, I'm not, like I said, I'm not mad. Do
no
what
shade,
you
no
do.
Tea, but
I,
like,
I kind of understand it. Like,
I don't, because
I don't
like,
get it. If I got a BBL, I'm telling everybody.
It's not even the point of like telling everyone, but like, it's like, you guys, like, women want the BBLs and they want the plastic surgery, but why
they
are you
don't
scared
wanna,
to
like,
talk about it?
I.
Like, one girl's like, oh, you know, like, my cousin got it done. One girl's, my sister got it done. One girl's like, my friend got it done. Let me ask them. They're like, oh, no, she doesn't want to talk about it. Oh, no, she doesn't want to talk about it.
I don't know. I think there is a judgment.
And maybe it's because I'm a stranger.
There is a taboo.
I don't know.
Yeah, there is a taboo when it comes like, to surgery, like plastic surgery.
And I think may look at you as, like, trashy or something. Or, like, I don't think that. But I definitely have, like, felt that sentiment whenever you have this conversation about BBL. So, like, mm-hmm. I can understand it. But then it's, like, also, if you're going to spend all that money.
I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to make one banner. Say, Shani is just get one BBL. I'm going to get a banner across Toronto. And I'm going to know. Say, I'm going to get my new body. Watch here. You mad? Like, no.
I think is even a crazier correlation. I've seen other women that have BBLs tweeting about their reluctance to want to get a vaccine. But they already have
girl,
a BBL procedure, right?
Which girl.
Is... I think girl. It's, wow, you know?
Girl, you're getting the most dangerous procedure done, but you're just gonna have a vaccine. No.
That's another can of worms.
That's
though,
yeah,
too,
that's
right?
Another
vaccine,
can of worms. I don't know about that, but
I don't know
all
if we've
I
done
know
vaccines
is
yet on this pod.
It's just like super weird that like the thing is like women will like post their BBL bodies and they'll post their
exactly
ass and you can like I feel like you can always tell to
you
a
can
certain extent.
Tell.
Like, yeah,
I can always tell when a girl's natural.
So it's like, girl, you're out here posting it, and like I'm not judging you, but obviously we know.
We know so you got your body done because hello,
it doesn't look the same as what it did last.
Girl,
month.
You still have your old your before BBL pictures
exactly.
And your new BBL, like hello.
So it's like, why not just
talk?
I don't
about
know.
It.
I feel like I can't even speak on it because I don't have it, but I would like to know why it's such a taboo to speak on you getting your body done. If you got if you had the money and you went through it, and you know what I mean, whether
it's expensive,
it was, like
it is.
So I'm saying, like, why not just. Like I said, it's no
I
judgment.
Feel like it's like...
Maybe they're afraid of being judged, but
I feel
I
like
don't know.
That's more like a Toronto thing, actually, because like in America, the girls are, yeah, I got
yeah,
my body
got my
done.
Body done.
I just came from Dominican Republic. And, but like in Toronto, especially, like I noticed with the UK as well, we have like a more conservative culture. Like because we are first gen, second gen, like our culture is like, we don't talk about those things
right.
out like that, but like I'm pretty sure like if you were in the States, you would 100% get like at least 1,000 people like yeah I would, but because in Toronto, like especially with our culture, we're so Jamaican, we're so Caribbean, we're so judgy. People don't want to come here because like, oh, this is that to get, go get surgery.
Majority.
Meanwhile, you're looking for your surgery, go in your Google history, you're looking for surgeons in DR, sis. Like, I never understand the surgery shaming, but I understand not wanting to come forward, especially in the city where everyone looks for chats on a public platform as
yours.
Yes,
but it's like, girl, we know. And even like another girl, she's like, honestly, she's like, if I find anyone, like, I'll let you know. She's like, honestly, like, I know so many girls who
I know
it done,
but they're not.
But they
out.
Don't say it.
Like, yeah, this was made in the gym.
That's what my girls are like, yo, like, they dumb? All say
that
it was made
deceiving,
in the gym.
You know, like, especially if you're a trainer and you make a business out of it or whatever, you got a workout program and then you got a BBL, but then women are kind of using you as their after goals picture and you paid to look like that.
I will call the police on you.
Bro, so many girls know? Have said they got it in the gym. My friend was like, bro, you're not going to find anyone in Toronto because they all lie and
they
say they got
never admit it. They will never admit it. But the thing is, I can always tell a natural body because I have 100%. A natural fucking body. I can tell a natural body because we have the fat in our arms. We have like a belly. We have stretch marks. I know a natural body. Girl, that was made in DR. It looked good, but it was made in DR. Be honest. Be realistic.
And I feel like if we were more honest, about this stuff, more normalized. Like, there wouldn't be such a discourse, a taboo, you know what I mean? It would, because like the YouTube video that we posted, people are arguing back and forth in the comments, this isn't that. And I'm like, listen, like, if we were just more honest and open about
let people have been doing surgery for years. Yeah, BBL is not a new thing.
No,
they were doing BBLs in the 2000s, like maybe obviously not like this extent of BBL, but like girls were getting their bodies done from the early 2000s. These video vixens that you guys call natural, we're getting liposuction done, BBLs done to get that small, skinny frame. Like, every single body standard will always, like, surgery will always enhance it because not everyone's built like that naturally. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know.
There's been such an influx of it, though, that they're making clothes tailored for women who have
BBL fashion?
Yeah, you know, and this has been another hot topic, too, right? BBL fashion.
I cussed about that. I understand in the retrospect of the clothes being literally just holes and fabric. I get it. Yeah. But it's also a couple years ago, I can find stuff to fit me, like sexy outfits, like the same things that skinny girls are wearing, I could never put on. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm wearing baggy shorts that never existed for my body type
right
a couple years ago.
Right.
So that tweet, I understood, like, yeah, BBL fashion, the holes and da da da, but like, mm-hmm. curvy girls, let us bask in this.
Yeah.
I've never had a time where I can literally buy my size online and not cry about it.
Right.
Go to the mall if you're mad about Fashion Nova. It's not made for you. Sorry. You guys have a million other options. I can't fit into anything in Zara. You can go to Zara and just find whatever you want. Mm-hmm. I can't fit nothing in H&M. You can go to H&M and find whatever. I can't fit into half of the stores. Mm-hmm. Let thick women have that, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I understand the discourse like, oh, like not everyone has that BBL body. But there are a lot of women who are shaped like that. Like I'm naturally shaped like that. Yeah. So Fashion Nova, Shein, all the fast fashion places, mm-hmm. Chef's kiss. Yeah. Thank you. I know there's like a lot of like child labor and like a lot of bad stuff.
Sweatshop.
I get it. At the end of the day, all the clothes we wear is from sweatshops, 100%. Even H&M, Forever 21, all of them.
Big brands.
I understand that, but like these brands don't make clothes that fit me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to shop at Shein. I'm going to shop at Fashion Nova. I'm going to shop at Pretty Little Thing. Mm-hmm. Sorry, fight me. But like, why are you mad? Yeah. You literally have so many options.
Yeah.
Why are you dressed like an Instagram model? Why do you want to dress like an Instagram model?
Right.
They just wear holy something. They don't even wear proper clothes. Like that clothes is not even like feasible to wear outside.
Yeah.
Right? So why are you upset? Why are you angry?
Honestly, yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like, yeah, I think BBL fashion, or air quotations,
BBL fashion. Like, but that doesn't even make sense.
I have the tweet up right here, and it's funny how they kind of talk about it. It's called the Kardashian / BBL-led fashion,
that's
right?
Straight.
So, like, how do you even feel about that, you know, hearing it kind of labeled
you
want to
hear a funny fucking story?
The Kardashian trend.
I want to hear an hilarious story. So, in high school, like I said, like, being thick is a very new thing. Like being
for it to be like popular. Like a good thing, right? A positive.
Yes, in mainstream media, obviously in the Black community, it's always been the like, you know, standard to be thicker. But that
I've said on the show before. 10 years ago, if a white woman got called her ass fat, it was
she
like
would
a,
cry. Yeah, it was a ball. But in the day, we still live in a white society, yes. So always having this body type was always considered a big no-no. So I remember in high school, I used to be friends with a lot of Yakubian women.
Why do you have to say that?
I'm not trying to get doxxed.
That's crazy.
Yakub, if you're Black, you know what that means.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I was friends with a lot of Yakubs. And anytime we would fall off, they would bash, like, oh, go hop on a treadmill. You're so fat. You see how fat your ass is? Your thighs are, you thunder thighed, bitch. Like, I used to get bullied. God. Bro, in earnest stuff, they used to put Jenny Craig flyers in my locker, eh?
What?
Girl, I used to get bullied relentlessly.
That's why you were a bully.
Relentless Irish. That's why I was a bully.
Relentless.
But yeah, like, no, I used to get bullied so much for my weight and for my body type. And it's like the same girl who bullied me maybe a couple years ago, like maybe 2 or 3 years ago, she came into like my bar I was working at. Mm-hmm. And I've always been shaped like this basically my entire life.
Yeah.
And she came in, she's like, oh my God, girl, your body is so nice. You're shaped like Kim Kardashian. I mean, come on, tell me, please.
Yeah.
Come on, tell me more. This is the same girl who told me to go hop on the treadmill because I'm too fat.
Yeah.
And literally made fun of my body and said, oh, you're not, like, fat, but, like your lower half is, like, a lot. You're telling me I'm shaped like Kim Kardashian and you wish you're shaped like me now?
Yeah.
That is, like, the biggest mind fuck I've ever seen in my life. And I'm like, now white women want to look like black women.
Right.
Black women have always looked like this. Like,
yeah.
Look at the motherland.
Yeah.
Look at South Africa.
Yeah.
Almost every other woman is cuts with a small waist, naturally.
Yeah.
But now the white women want to look at us, so now it's like standard, a beauty standard. And I'm like,
Do you think thick women are over-sexualized?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Or like the thick women, like you having like a natural thick body.
It's, people call it the beauty standard. I don't call thick bodies the beauty standard. I call it the standard of sexualization. Okay. I don't call it a beauty standard at all. Because if you look at every, like, I was a bartender for 3 years. I know my shit. I cannot get hired anywhere on King Street. I can't get, even the reality shows that we watch. I can't, we were talking about this. I was like, yeah, they're not going to put me on their shows. I'm too thick.
Yeah.
I'm okay. If someone wanted to hire me maybe for like a strip club documentary and they wanted an extra stripper, they probably would recruit me. Because, oh, you got a fat ass. You're sexy.
Yeah.
And I always make this comparison to like sex work to like real life. Because in sex work, they want the fat ass. They want the thick thighs. They want this the flat. They want that BBL look in sex work. In real life, that is considered a big no-no.
Yeah.
So if you like do the comparisons, having a thick body is not the standard of beauty.
Right.
Think about all the reasons why you want a thicker body.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to look sexy in clothes. Everything is almost related to sex, something sexy. I want men to like want to have sex with me. I want men to be sexually attracted to me. I want to be sexy. Like nothing you say is like, I want to be more beautiful. I want to be more elegant. I want to be more like accepted in society. Like nothing is like that. Right. And like as someone growing up with this body, I've been hypersexualized since I was like 8 years old.
Yeah.
I remember adults, grown ass adults telling me that. Oh, the car body big, yeah. You have to watch her. You have to watch grown ass men hitting on me.
Yeah,
when I was a kid, right? And it's like I've never been called like it's very rare. Like even today, when you're like, oh, you look beautiful today. Like I get flustered because people don't call me beautiful.
Yeah.
The first thing people say to me is like, "Girl, your ass, wow!" Or they grab me. They'll touch me unsolicited. Yeah. Like they will touch. Like,
that's crazy.
Girl. Yes, cool. Yeah, we girls. Yeah. Do not touch me.
Yeah.
I will slap you up.
Yeah.
And even at Mucho's, when we were at Mucho's the other day, the girl was like, I looked cute. I was cute in the face.
You didn't look cute. With your pigtails.
Yeah, my little pigtails. And the first thing, she's like, oh my God, your ass is so fat. And she's trying to grab it, and I slapped her hand like that. And I was like, don't do that. I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird behavior. Because you wouldn't grab a girl with, if a girl had big boobs, you wouldn't go in like, oh my God, big boobs. Like, that's weird. That's weird behavior. And now because the BBL trend is like a thing now, it's gotten even worse. Like the sexual harassment I face on a daily basis, that's why I dress like friggin' Mandem half the time. I can't. Yeah. Yeah. I can't deal with it. Like men only want to talk to me because my ass is fat. That's it. Nothing else. They don't care to get to know me. Don't care about my personality. I'm like, yeah, so today's like, yo, turn that around.
Oh my God.
Bro, I'll post a front picture of someone like, yo, turn around. Are you dumb? Are you dumb? Wow. Bro, I can't even post a picture without someone saying, yo, turn around. I beg your black ass pardon.
Yeah.
And that's fucked.
Yeah. And at the same time, I still can't get a fucking job on King Street because I'm not skinny enough.
Right.
And the only, I can't even fucking work at strip clubs in Toronto if I want to be a fucking stripper.
Yeah.
Because they only hire like light skinned, skinny white women because they know that is the standard of beauty. That is a standard.
I've been to the strip clubs in Toronto. And honestly, I'm going to Atlanta in...
No, actually, though.
Yeah, that's literally...
I thought it was appropriate.
That's literally what is appropriate about going to strip clubs in Toronto because they actually suck. I've been to like two or three and I'm actually just like not...
It's
having
not giving.
Fun.
It's
like,
not giving.
When I go to the strip club, and I'm like I said, I'm going to Atlanta in 3 days.
I'm
four
so
days.
Fucking jealous.
Going to Atlanta in 4 days. Going to visit my girl, and I'm super excited because I'm like, bro, I'm like, I want to go to the strip clubs. I want to see some like ass shake, front flip in the heels. I want to throw
front
money.
Flips.
I want to find some niggas to have, buy me wings in the strip club. I want a strip club date. I want to do
some
it all.
Chops.
Literally. So. Like I said, I've been to a Toronto strip club and I was so underwhelmed. Like the girls are not giving what they should be giving. Like my thing is like, I love strippers, but put on a fucking show.
Girl,
you know what I mean?
Like, what you're supposed to get.
Like, I like, you know what I mean? Like, and strippers usually when they're like super, like in the States, when they're out there doing their thing,
they're jumping off the fucking
women.
They're jumping off the fucking pole.
The amount of body strength it takes to climb a pole and slide down, drop into a split and flip and twist on another girl. You know how much body strength that takes? plus doing it in 6-inch or 8-inch platform heels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, when I want to see that, like,
and they're in better shape than some of these, like, Tokyo athletes
100%.
That we see.
Right? And it's like, bro, it's like, these girls, I want to see a show, bitch. I want you to see, like, I want to see you shake some ass in the heels and do a split and do roll over on your back, do a flip, pop your pussy out, take it back. I want to see some, like, I want, you know what I mean? It's like when you go, like, it's when you go to a restaurant and you want your waiter to come say hi, you know, my name is this and that.
That's what I
want
to say, a stripper.
You know, like, water. You want this, like, you want a good waiter. I want a good stripper. I want you to make me go, wow, bitch, take my bands.
Bro,
when you're in Toronto, they like walk around. They walk around.
They look like GTA strippers.
They're what?
Like GTA.
Wow. Oh, I've never played
GTA. They're
GTA strippers. Like,
yeah.
But that's why I like talk about like Toronto. Because like obviously when I go to the States, I don't feel this way about my body. Like,
yeah.
I don't get hypersexualized because everybody got a fat ass out there. So like I'm literally skinny out there. Like I'm Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yes. I love Atlanta bad.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel out of place in America because like there's so much black women with like a fat ass and you know that's the culture there. And that is the standard of beauty within the black community. And the black community is so big, I don't feel the outside. Like in Toronto, you feel the white supremacy. Like you feel it because I can't get a certain job. I'm looked at like this. I can't date. Da da da. But like when you're in America and you're surrounded by black people, I don't feel like an anomaly out there with my body.
Right.
But in Canada, I feel it so much more. Like I literally feel like an outcast. I feel so like even when I'm around like my skinny friends, I feel so insecure and I feel like everyone's just watching me, looking at my ass, like. In high school, I used to wear a backpack covering my ass because the way I got sexually harassed in high school was a lot. Yeah. It was bad. And, like, even now, like, with girls who get BBLs now, like, the girls that I know that got BBLs, they come to me and they're like, Shanz, I'm so sorry. I did not realize how bad it was for you.
Yeah.
Because now they're like, people don't even look at me in the face. Like, people don't even look at me in the eyes no more. Like, they're like, they just see the ass. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't see me as a person anymore. I'm like, yeah, you don't get... Once you have a fat ass, you're not humanized anymore. There's your humanity. Your humanity's gone. I don't have, like, there's so many people that don't talk to me for me and don't want to get to know me. And that's even online. Like, I don't really post my ass online. I don't post my body online. It's very rare that I have a full body picture online because of that. Because online is how I've made, like, romantic connections and friends. And mostly romantic connections, the reason why I do that purposely because I'm like, they don't know what my body looks like, so I know they like me for me.
Right.
Not for my body.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't post my... I have, like, one picture of my ass on my Instagram, and it's, like, 2017. And to this day, if a man's on my page...
He'll like it.
Why are you scrolling all the way down to, like, fucking 2017 to see my ass? Like, and to like that... That's the one picture you like?
Yeah.
Look how artsy-fartsy my fucking shit is. I've been all over the world, nigga, and this is the picture that you're gonna like because my ass is out?
Wow.
That's the only picture that they will like. Like, it's... But that's why I understand why girls get the BBLs. Because I'm like, oh, the attention is nice, but...
So you think that's what it is? Because last time I asked, I also couldn't answer. Because I'm like, but why do we think that girls genuinely want this? Do you think it's like... They want the attention.
Yo, the comments were crazy about this, too.
Yeah. I think
all over the place.
Yeah. I'm probably getting crucified for this, but I really do think it's just a male affirmation, the male attention. Because I didn't... Sometimes, yo, when I feel like... Because, you know, like, I swing both ways, like, right? So, like, it's not, like, crazy for me. Like, you know, like, I don't care about male approval. But sometimes when I'm like, hey, I want like attention. Let me send a picture. I'm a... you know? And I already know the reaction I'm gonna get because that's for the most part like sexually like that's what black men like. They'll ass whatever.
That's what men like. That's in what general.
No, not white men.
You think white men like ass?
Nah, they're like, oh, what's that meme on? It was like a minor TikTok. They're like. Like, oh, that's a big old butt. I can't do that. That's too much blood over there, Tom.
Hey, Chet, I don't think I can handle all that.
But I've dated white men, and but the white men I've dated have dated women of color. So they, it's not, like, a phenomenon to them.
Right.
But, like, it's some black men, even to some black men, it's still a phenomenon. Like, the way some black men and some just black people in general approach me, you approach me like some white people, bro. Like, you guys are whack. Like, don't come up to me like, oh, my God, your butt is so big. Like, it's giving Sarah Bartman. Like, it's giving fetishization.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that. Don't come up and touch me. Because you know, say if a girl come up and touch you, you're going to fight them. So why can't I fight you because you're touching my ass?
Yeah.
It's a compliment. How is it a compliment if you're sexually harassing me?
Mm-hmm.
right? And like, yeah, the BBL girls will always, 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 always say to me, Shanice, I am so sorry for like gaslighting you about when you're complaining. Because the girls would be like, be happy you have an ass. Why are you upset? Yeah. I'm like, wait. And then they realize, like, I feel like a part of my humanity was stripped from me.
Yeah.
That's literally what someone had said to me. And I'm like, yeah. Because I've lived this life since I was fucking 8 years old when I grew hips.
Yeah.
I was teased relentlessly. I was literally bashed. Men only want to have sex. I haven't even had a proper, like, relationship.
Right.
Because I feel like...
You're over-sexualized.
I'm over-sexualized. Nobody actually wants to have a relationship with me. Maybe I suck. I don't know. Because I know people are going to be like, maybe you just don't suck. Maybe my personality sucks. Maybe it sucks. I don't know. But...
No, you have a great personality.
Oh, thanks. Love this, Shanice. But you never know, like, right? Yeah. So I don't want anyone to be like, maybe like, it's because your personality. I'm like, I feel like I have a... I feel like I might.
Yeah.
But people don't even care to get to know me as a person. Like, the way that you guys know me, half the people that try to hit on me do not know me as, because they don't care to even listen to me speak. They don't know my politics. They don't know that I'm this type of bitch, like, at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
damn.
What I want to say is kind of a thing, a log thing. Do you have something to add?
No, go ahead.
Okay, just, I everything you're saying, you know, is just, it sounds like a lot of it is trauma, right?
Yeah.
You know, which is... not new to black people. And I recently did sort of like a sit-down YouTube video thing for a guest that we previously had on an episode named Claudie. We did our whole sex episode with her, and I just kind of linked up with her, did this questionnaire YouTube thing.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
She asked me a series of questions when we did it, and I'm sure there's more videos to come out. Go check her out, Claudie B, Sexplicit, Claudie, whatever her ad is. But a lot of them were sex questions, and then one of the things that she asked me, and... I remember it ended in her crying, like, how long, like, we kind of talked about this. But she asked me, what is the sexiest thing about black women? And I think I smiled for 3 or 5 seconds as a reaction. And then just, I kind of dropped because I had to answer the question, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it made me so upset that strength was the first thing that came to my head. You know, when I'm trying to think of a good answer, I'm on camera and everything, and then strength is the first thing that comes to my head, and I'm like, okay, let's say something other than strength, because it's like, women have to be strong.
Yeah,
right?
We have,
like,
no choice. Yeah.
As sexy as something as strength can be, you know, someone who has that spirit and resilience and everything like that, it's almost like inherent to be a black person, especially as a black woman, right? So then I'm trying to rattle through the laundry list of things that make black women sexy, you know? So then I get to the physical aspect, you know, black women bodies, and we've kind of talked about the effect slavery has had over on black women's bodies before. So I talked about that a little bit. And I remember finding myself struggling very, very, very hard to find some aspect about black women that isn't rooted in some sort of nasty, awful trauma. I'm sure, like, you know, if we really broke this down and did some research, I'm sure there's plenty of things about black women that are sexy that isn't rooted in trauma, that isn't rooted in slavery and all these nasty things, because there's so many great things about black women. But I honestly wanted to just open it up, and maybe to people who are viewing and stuff like that too. Like, because you think about it with black men too, the most desired black men, like athletes and singers and stuff like that. And where does that come from? Black men being really good at sports, like that other conversation we had, you know, being creative and being good singers and rappers and everything. A lot of that you can go back to slavery on too, you know, like slave hymns and being able to sing the blues, that genre of music, and where all these great things about black people come from, the things that are sexy in awful trauma. Is there things about us that is sexy that doesn't have to do with trauma?
Well, as much as that sounds like a bad thing, I think it could be sort of a good thing, because we've turned our trauma into something that's so beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. We've created cultures across the diaspora.
We've created cultures, and we've taken our trauma and created something that's so beautiful that people literally want to be just like us and do things that we do. Like, we are literally like phenomenons. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, Simone Biles is the best athlete in the world. Or gymnast of all time.
All the best athletes in the world are black.
Usain Bolt is the fastest man of all time. Yeah. Serena Williams is the best athlete
ever,
arguably of all time, best tennis player of all time for both men and women. So I feel like, even though a lot of our history is rooted in trauma and slavery genetic mutations and all that stuff, or the attempt to, like, genetically modify us, I just think we black people have just evolved and turned it used all of our trauma and turned it into things. It's the same way like we use the word nigga now. You know what I mean? Like nigger was such an offensive, like terrible word, you know, and now we use that to call that, you know, that's my brother, that's my nigga, you know. So I feel like Black people always try to turn their trauma into something that's beautiful. So beautiful and not want to be imitated, right?
Yeah.
So even though a lot of our
that can be depressing though,
it can be, I think it's also like not a lot of people can say that or do that. Like our history is so rich that anything that we have, like for example, like oxtail. Oxtail was like
slave food.
It was the grunt. You know what I mean? It was like, we're not going to give you the meat of the cow, so we're going to give you the tail of the ox, because that is literally the worst part. But we turned oxtail into something that's worth fucking $25.
$20.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, white people love oxtail. Black people love, people love oxtail. Like, my friends who are non-Black love oxtail. Like, you know what I mean? So, like I said, it's hard that so many things are negative things are thrown at us, but I think it's beautiful to us that we're so resilient to always make these things beautiful and wanted and imitated.
Bro, there's white girls with baby hairs now, bro.
You know what I mean? And even though it's a problem, people don't see the issue in it, I feel like Black people will always rise above it. Like, we're made to rise above it. Because we've, out of any other race or culture, ethnicity, we've been through all of it.
We're all children of immigrants.
You can compare us to any other genocide or any type of historical devastation. We've matched that or have been through worse. And we are now, like I said, we make things out of our trauma so beautiful. So even though it could be a negative thing, I'm not mad at it. To be completely like that's our history, and that's unfortunately how we came here. But like I said, we've turned everything that we've been to into something it is
an approach beautiful. That I'm kind of taking to asking this, because I think it just, while I was thinking about it, it kind of hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, you know, it was,
and a lot of people
negative,
don't have that realization,
and it's like, that's why I think it's a beautiful thing too, like what you're saying. But it's just, I don't know, at the time when I was thinking about it, it just seemed
like
every great thing about us is, you can trace back to slavery some awful part.
They do that on Twitter a lot. Like, someone asked, like, what do you like about Black women? And then the men's like, oh, like the men were naming off things, everything that we could do for them. Okay. Like all the services that we give
to
them.
Cook.
Oh, they're there for me when I'm sad. And they'll put a past their trauma and make sure that I'm okay. And
there are moms, like I said earlier, like we don't have no fucking dad. Like there is an absence of Black male authority figure or a father figure in the house. So that's what we recognize Black men will recognize
Black women as. And that's why it makes it also, going back to what you said earlier, like how when like Black men will be like, oh, like when I see a Black woman, I see my mom. When I see a Black woman, I see my sister.
Yeah.
Because they raised you, because that was your mother. Like, you need to make that correlation. Like, and the thing is, they lack critical thinking in that aspect.
They lack
critical fucking thinking. No, because you see how, like, Chris can literally, like, sit down and, like, analyze. Oh fuck! This is why this is this and blah 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 blah.
He can unpack it.
He can unpack it.
I've been wrong though, and I took being wrong as an opportunity
to learn.
You know, and
no,
some people
these
get
niggas,
wrong and they,
these niggas, like, I don't know, I can't fuck these Black bitches, bro. Yeah, like,
it's my preference.
It's my preference. What do you mean, like, wait, so you have a preference? You said you want niggas with money, so you can't have a preference.
And that's an opportunity to learn right there.
I'm you guys need to unlearn it, because at the end of the day, like going back to like what we were talking about earlier. If there's like 100 Black women, about maybe 95 of them only date, exclusively have dated, no matter where they grew up, in the whitest of white Yankee town, only Black men, or have not dated at all. People forget, like, the dating pool for Black women are literally like, and they gaslight us so fucking much. Do you notice that? They gaslight us so much when we talk about, like, I want to date outside my race, but I have to worry about fetishize. I have to worry about your family being racist. I have to worry about so many other things. And everyone is like, oh, nah. Like, what are you talking about? But you're beautiful. Like, what are you talking about? Da, da, da.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the dating pool for Black men and Black women are not the fucking same thing. They're like, dating outside my race, I have to, like, teach my partner not to call me the hard R and why it's bad. Like, I have to teach my partner why calling me, like, I've spoken to, like, an Arab guy before. I have to tell him why abid is a bad word. Abid means slave in like Arabic. Like,
okay.
I had to teach him why that was a bad word.
He call you?
No.
Oh.
But he would say, hell no. He'd be like, I'd be like, yeah, like on this flight, this guy called me abid. He's like, oh, that's just how they are in the country. Like,
someone
don't
on the
mean
flight
it.
Called you abid?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, slave, come here.
Okay. But the thing, they don't know that I know that's what that means.
But still, why are you saying it?
Because that's what they call Black people.
And he'd be like, oh no, you have to understand they're old. And I'm like, she was young, first of all. And I'm like, he stopped excusing that behavior because this is anti-black. If I were to say something very, very anti-Arab, anti-brown, it would be an issue.
Right.
Because it's xenophobic, like it's fucked.
Right.
But why is it when it happens to black women, especially, it's not an issue. I'm overreacting.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like our dating pool is literally like this big. Like,
yeah.
And then we have to like find the black men that actually like us.
Yeah.
The black men that actually want to like date us and love us, not abuse us.
And they're definitely out there.
There are.
They
are 100%.
But they have to understand that even though you guys are out there, there are also a lot out there who.
When I tell you,
you know what's tragic about what you're saying is how much smaller that gets, the more money you make. As a black
I noticed woman, that as you know? I started making more money. Did you notice that when you're making more money, your dating pool got very much smaller?
Of course, because these niggas are making money like I am.
Say that.
Big bang.
Say that.
Not in my tax bracket.
Say that. And it's so hard because I'm like, when I first.
That support that too. Black women are doing.
No, but if there's like an actual article saying that black women are like literally the head of the household. They make more money than their partners. Mm-hmm. We are making the most money right now. Like, when I started making like proper money where I can like afford my life.
Yeah.
Before I got laid off. I was like, oh, my dating pool got way smaller now. Right.
Yeah.
Because when I was bartending, obviously I'm dating, like, whatever. We're both making minimum wage jobs. It's cool. Like, whatever. Like, you know?
Yeah.
We're on the same grind, but like, I'm like, you're not making the same as me.
We're getting in Kevin Samuels territory.
Not Kevin Samuels.
No, this is a talking point he's always talking
about.
No, because he'll try and iterate the point that, like, hey, when because black men, or I guess men in general who are making a lot of money, who are in that tax bracket,
don't date black women.
No, but they also don't mind dating down in their tax bracket. They don't mind dating someone who makes less than them. Whereas, like, even just gender roles and how, you know, society works. You know, if you're a woman, you don't want your man to be making less than you. And then if you're a black woman, you put that on top of it, too. It just narrows down your dating. It makes it harder for
sometimes for you, right? The patriarchy made some points. I'm not for the patriarchy, but sometimes it made points.
In what sense?
Bitch, I'm a woman. I have to go through so much stress. And you're telling me I'm going to have to come home to you? Not making money on the couch? Are you dumb?
Or not even not making money, but making less. Is that then, you know...
No, I'm sorry. That's one thing in the patriarchy I will uphold, and I always say that. Okay. Sure, call me a hypocrite, call me whatever.
I love it. I love
but
it.
But at the end of the day, I like a certain. You have to make as much as me or more. That's just how it is.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
I'm not a millionaire. Okay, I'm not a bazillionaire.
Not a bazillionaire.
Like, I'm not crazy. I'm not before anyone calls me a broke bitch. I'm like, oh, Shans, I seen you down there, like buying the 2-for-1 special. Like, no. Okay, I'm not rich. I live in Toronto. I'm not rich.
And not to shit on the dudes who are making less than their spouse or their partner or anything, you know. Salute to y'all. Y'all figured it out, you know.
All I'm saying is I don't want... No, no, man. I'm going to say it.
Go ahead. Do it.
Say it.
This relentless diary. Say it. You have to say it.
All I'm saying is, for my birthday, I want my good gift.
Relentless.
When I won't come home to one nigga that I give.
Oh, listen, we're not gonna go there.
But that's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
What up, Zoe?
What up, Zoe?
What up, Zoe?
How are you feeling, Zoe?
I'll give an update later. We'll give an update later. But
after the ATL trip.
With that being, after the Atlanta trip, I'm gonna have stories after
Looking forward to the podcast follow-up.
Let me know when it's like out there because I'll go like after the festival. I'm gonna go down there for like a week.
A week? I think I'm going for 5 days.
Anytime I go there for like a week or two.
I only need to be there. I'm going Thursday to Tuesday, I think. I only need to be there for like the weekend.
I'm gonna go there for like, bro, leave it up to me. I'll stay there for 3 weeks. I love Atlanta.
I never been.
Bitch, you're not gonna want to leave.
Really?
When I tell you it's Black Hollywood, it's Black Hollywood.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Zoe, you're gonna be stopped every 5 minutes.
Really?
On the streets.
Really?
Girl, Atlanta is... Atlanta.
Well, I'm excited.
This is my first... Last year was the first year I haven't been for the past 5 years.
Really?
I go every year. Because I have...
All right. Relax.
Me and Atlanta have a spiritual connection.
because I always say this, like, I never knew I was pretty until I left Toronto. Atlanta is the place when
you
I realized
said that
I was
on a
pretty.
Previous Relentless Diaries
episode. I didn't know. Atlanta was the place when I realized I was a bad bitch.
Okay, girl.
Retta, I said the story last time. I walked into the club. There was a bottle waiting on me. I didn't know the man. The man just thought I was fire, and he bought me a bottle.
Okay.
I went to the bar to buy a drink. The man bought me a bottle.
Are bottles the same in Atlanta as they are here?
What do you mean?
Like,
expensive?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he bought me, I don't remember what was, like, a Henny bottle for, like, me and my girls. He didn't want my number, nothing.
Just enjoy this, ma.
I went to the bar. He's like, oh, no, someone took care of it. I'm like, what do you mean took care of it? He bought me all of our drinks that I had ordered, and then I had a bottle.
Well, you know, if I don't come back.
Cool. You're not going to come back.
You know
You're
why.
Not going to want to come back. When I tell you Atlanta is, like, Black Hollywood, like,
yeah,
the Black men want Black women.
Yeah.
Even if you will not see a if you see a Black man
the
with
black
a white girl,
want Black man,
right?
Her.
Would you say sorry?
The Black man want Black men.
Oh, her.
Yeah, no, but that's just like a stigma. Also,
it's a stigma.
It's a stigma.
Why? Why is that?
Not all the like they're like, oh, Atlanta's running with HIV. Rah 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 rah.
Yeah. Oof.
And I'm like, girl, like, have you met straight men? Have you met DL men? Like, they're the ones that don't get tested. Yeah. They're the ones who are, if you look at statistics, Black women are the ones contracting HIV higher than anyone else.
Jesus.
Obviously, than, like, gay Black men. They're the second highest because men are on the DL and they're having sex and they're not, like, getting tested and they're going back to their...
Their wife.
Their girlfriend.
That was like, what's that scary movie by Tyler Perry?
Oh, the For Colored Girls.
For Colored Girls.
Fuck that show. Fuck that movie.
Speaking of
that, why does that nigga love HIV? This is the second. There's two movies where a girl catches HIV. Why does that nigga love giving women HIV?
One thing I will say, and I will die on this hill, I don't care. Tyler Perry is fucked.
Because he hates Black women.
He hates
Black women.
One thing I will say, okay, fine. I'll give him his flowers when it comes to, you know, doing the whole,
The
studio in Atlanta for Black creators. Black I love that, fine. But Tyler Perry movies?
He's a villain.
Even though, yes, he's
needs
creating...
needs to be tried for his crimes against Black women.
Creating, what's it called?
Black.
Like, opportunities for Black actors, okay? And so, why is every single movie by Tyler Perry literally end in the worst possible scenario for any Black woman? Yeah. The movie, For Colored Girls, traumatized
I will never watch that movie ever again in my life.
I watched it when I was maybe, like... 11.
Oh,
I was
my
young.
God.
When it first came out, I was young. I watched that
I hated
movie.
Michael Ealy after that.
And I... The movie is called For Colored Girls.
So I'm like,
so if I'm a colored girl, I'm like, oh my God, I want to watch
this movie.
This
movie is not
for
us. For
colored girls, because, you know, maybe it'll teach me something. Maybe it's like, you know, something deep. You know, it's coming to age. Anything that could happen. Anything that, when
the
I tell you, any negative
scenario.
Things that could happen to a woman, especially a Black woman, happened in that movie.
And then there's another.
HIV, children getting murdered. Like, that movie is fucking insane.
So why was she washing the blood off the sidewalk?
That movie is fucking insane.
Yeah, I want to know who hurt.
Tyler Perry needs jail time. Jail time.
Have you seen the wigs he's been putting on Black women?
Oh my God.
Yo, this is what I was going to say. The Love Island wig budget is higher than Tyler Perry's wig budget. I don't even watch Love Island. They're spending more money on Love Island for those wigs than any
Ben,
Tyler Perry.
No, Tyler Perry is actually like, he is the... why can't I have like a little fun, like little... Oh, a Black woman turns into like switches bodies with somebody else and has like a sci-fi moment.
Not Freaky Friday, Black version.
Some Black freak. Why do you have to make every show is about Black trauma? For why? It's either Black trauma or he remakes like another Black classic. He remade like Girlfriends. Mm-hmm. He remade The Game. Yeah. He remade like
all trash. By the way, all those remakes are ass.
This is a Tyler Perry hate account.
He remade Scandal.
This is not a safe space for Tyler Perry.
No, fuck Tyler Perry. Respectfully,
fuck that nigga.
Because he, like I said, that he just makes terrible. Terrible films. And why is it like, it's
the
never
Black people
like,
eat it up.
The Black women never come out strong or they're always getting cheated on.
No, I dare
they're
say
angry.
And they're dating down. They're always
they're
dating
down.
Yo, I don't know any
oh my God.
Bro, anytime I seen a white
they're in jail. Like it's always like, whoa, what the fuck?
There's no white shows that is centered around a white woman dating down. Other than like Romeo and Juliet, but they all kill themselves. They should rather kill herself than be with a broke nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, and it's like, yo, I've never seen, like, white trauma that bad.
There's
like,
no
white movies. I'm like, bro.
They're so happy gone dory. Like,
or even when they're dark, you know, they're kind of dark or like, but it's like, bro, like, why is everything you're spilling at me? Like, am I like, I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
Like, what did I do to you? Yeah.
Everything cool. that happened, like the woman was getting raped. Another woman, her man gave her HIV. Another woman, her kids got done off.
None of them were happy. Bro. Why did he say this was for colored girls? This is not for me.
You're telling me this is for me. This is something that I need to see. Because this is
what was the other one with Jordan Sparks?
Kids got done
where
off.
She like she did
the kids got done off, bro.
Yo, the kids got dashed out the window, fam.
He dashed the kids out the fucking holy window, smokes. Bro. Like, what the fuck am I watching?
And then the gal was washing up the blood off the side. Are you dumb?
Yeah, you, like, not, you couldn't bro. Even get the paramedics to I'm clean not, the no, blood
fam,
off the sidewalk.
Fam, they have sidewalk cleaners. Why is she cleaning
Why
up the fucking sidewalk?
Why is she cleaning the children's blood off the fuck after he dashed?
Bro, there's bro. Which one's the one with Jordan Sparks where she? I feel like he got cheated on because listen. Like the one during Sparks where she cheats on her broke nigga with a rich nigga and he gives her HIV. What is this man's obsession with giving black women HIV? It is an epidemic with black women catching HIV, yeah, but why do you like to fucking focus? Why do you like to exploit that? Like, it's a real thing and you're like, oh, black women, if you cheat on your broke nigga, you're gonna get HIV. Are you mad?
Are you mad?
Bruv, are you tapped?
Stupid.
Are you dumb? Like, this man is actually sick, mad, bruv. Like, bruv. Nah, man. Like, Tyler Perry? Mm-mm.
The narratives regarding black people and HIV and AIDS
it's disgusting.
Has really had us in a chokehold the last few weeks, eh?
The baby.
I'm not even toddler. Trying to segue. I'm just saying.
And the toddler.
It's been crazy.
Listen. That man.
When it comes to the midget.
Rights.
The midget. Oh, boy.
The little person.
Uh-huh.
Listen. That man has not put out anything good since Baby on Baby.
I'm going Baby on that song, right?
The whole album.
Yeah, that was good.
That's when I was like, yo, this nigga's talented.
This nigga's fire.
2019? Yeah. I'm like, yo, this
why have you released five albums after that? Like, it's been 2 years.
It's first of all, that's the last good thing that I actually enjoyed that he put out. I don't know what possessed him to do what he did. But also, there's also the argument that because he offended a community that involves or includes white people, that's why his cancel is going so hard.
Listen,
because apparently, like I said, he's disrespected black women before when he punched that black woman. No, didn't he punch a black woman in the face?
And he's like,
in the club, yeah.
Yeah, and he went on Instagram like, yo, if you can show the video of me not really punching her, I'll pay you $1,000.
Yeah. Anyways, there's a video of him punching a fan. I guess because she was recording him, whatever. But like, long story short, like, don't punch anyone. Yeah. You know what I mean? You could have like got security. You could have like, you know,
you have like, security. You pay how much money for your security? You know what I mean? Why? Something like that.
Anyways, yeah, he hit the bug when he wasn't canceled. That whole Meg Thee Stallion, Tory Lanez situation, we spoke on it, he still wasn't canceled.
Him and the kids, him, like,
right,
refusing to pay for
him refusing to pay the kids, which was super shitty, still wasn't canceled.
He killed someone in Walmart.
What? Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know he killed someone.
He said it was a self-defense.
He shot somebody in Walmart.
Yeah, and killed him.
That was recently? His whole jumping on, no.
Oh.
That was his job.
No, that was like his catalyst to becoming like the rapper that he is now.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know if you can cancel somebody on that, but okay, we'll add that to
the court.
But regardless, he's done some fucked up shit that involved black people. But then he goes on this spiel and makes some very problematic homophobic comments. And when all the white people speak out, like Demi Lovato, Elton John, you know,
Step Dua Lipa.
And who's trying to save him right now, though? The white people. Miley Cyrus out there with a full invitation like, hey, me and this LGBTQ community or this organization, we want to talk to you, you know, we want to, you know, show you why you're wrong. And, you know, we can move forward.
I didn't even know that.
Here, let me find out what Miley actually said.
Honestly, to speak on that.
But do you think that because white people are speaking out against canceling him rather than black people, that he's getting all, like,
I don't think
he's getting everything taken from him?
100%. Because if you look at every single canceled mainstream black artist, it's because they pissed off white people. There's none that ever
pissed. R. Kelly.
Well,
he's actually like a pedophile. So maybe
but look how long.
No,
it took.
We got R. Kelly out of here, but it took us.
It took us decades. If any of his victims were white women or white girls, he would have been out of here before we didn't even know who R. Kelly was. Mm-hmm. This man has been when he married Aaliyah. What was going through your brain? Like, AJ nothing but the number. She was 15. You're a big, strong, 27-year-old man. Like, bro, the Boondocks episode exists for a reason.
Yeah,
like,
for real, yeah.
Black men who are abusers will not get canceled if they're abusing black women. They only have to offend white. Now, recently, like, people like to say, oh, this gay agenda. I was like, it's not the gay agenda because black queer people are still, like, suffering.
Yeah.
Black trans women are still being killed like crazy. Mm-hmm. So it's not offending the queer communities. It's a specific community. The black cis, hetero, normative, white gay community. Like, if you offend white gays,
you're out of here.
Get out of here. Once you offend the white gays, you are out of here. Not even the lesbians. Like, bro, like, niggas say some fucked up shit about lesbians and bisexual women all the time. They hypersexual, do a lot. Once you offend white gay men, you're out of here. You're going to jail.
Yeah.
Because, you know, pride is, like, your thing.
I also want to, like, make the point, too, because we talk about this concept. It's been, like, in countless episodes where we've talked about this. It's been a topic. The baby isn't Chris Brown. Like, the baby's not Michael Jackson.
I'm not separating the art from the artist.
The baby is not even Tory Lanez. It's not even close to this level. I refuse and cannot separate the art from the artist when it comes to the baby. He's not good enough. So
there's definitely levels where you can, like I said, I'm the type of person, I can definitely separate the art from the artist.
Not for him.
For me, it's like, yo, I don't bump this nigga.
There's no art.
I don't bump this nigga enough to really care.
I'm supposed to separate your homophobic comments from your cash shit verse? Like, that's really the greatest thing you've ever given us. And that was a Meg Thee Stallion song. So it's like, nah, the baby, sorry.
I don't.
It's not that deep for me. But I mean, it's not that deep where it's like, I'm not, like, okay, like, if he's canceled, all right, cool. I don't really think he was on my roster anyway for anything.
Like,
I've never listened to a full DaBaby project.
Only Baby on Baby was good.
Baby on Baby was good.
I haven't heard every song on it.
I'm going baby on baby. Maybe.
There's some tracks on it though. He has some tracks. He has some bops. None that I'm gonna listen to.
The song bop. I'm gonna listen with some bop in it.
No, but he was a little dickhead. Cause like, why would you? On top of that, he brought Tory Lanez up. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
he was doing
that's
a lot of dickhead
shit. That's why I'm trying to prove your point. Where he like he is only canceled because he offended white people, white gays. Because he brought Tory Lanez, who Megan Thee Stallion was on the stage before. He brought Tory Lanez out.
Less than an hour. Yeah.
Right when he has restraining when they're not even supposed to be in the same vicinity, and that's not even like in the conversation. People
the
are not
gay
saying
community got him out of
yeah
here.
Like they're not saying like, oh my god, cancel this man, he brought out Megan Thee Stallion's abuser,
right?
That's not even in the conversation. Is what he said about what he said, if you ain't got no HIV,
if you ain't sucking dick in a parking lot or something
crazy. Yeah,
the thing is about that rant, it's so random.
It's so random.
There's no context.
Like, there's zero context. All
out of nowhere.
Was, if you're having fun tonight, like, you know, throw up a light.
You've been at Lollapalooza having
you,
a great time.
If you come here and you got tested for COVID, put your light up. Like, you know what I mean?
When he said that, I was like, why wouldn't you talk about COVID? Like,
why
that makes more sense.
Why talking about sucking dick in the parking lot?
I'm like, why is that on your mind? Were you sucking dick in the parking lot, Britta?
Literally, why is that on your mind?
I feel like he was sucking dick in the parking lot.
Why are we here? Why are we here?
Yo, and even studies will suggest
like you are
that,
out of pocket.
Homophobia is just
prevalent
from being gay. If you're homophobic, there's some gay shit in you that you're not
dealing
with.
Because you hate yourself. You hate that you're gay. So now you're out here trying to spew the hate on other people. It's weird. Because most straight men that I know
are
very comfortable with themselves are not homophobic.
They're not having, like...
Because they're not gay and they understand, like, yo, if it's nothing that's going to affect me... In my daily life, why am I going on my way to offend another group
of
people?
And this is why I think it's so warranted, you know? Because, like, it's a stigma, too, with black men being homophobic and our culture, Caribbean culture, all those types of things. And it's like, no, let's step on this. Let's nip this in the butt. No, we're not all like this. Let's get the baby the fuck out of here. He doesn't speak for us.
It's not like you're canceling, like, some legend.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I could care less. Once he started... appeasing to white crowds, that's when I was like, I don't have any desire to listen to your music anymore. Even like Meg Thee Stallion, like I love her to death, but her music doesn't
hit the same anymore. Yeah,
no, I think the only mainstream artist I still love is Doja Cat. That's the only person that Megan Thee Stallion's song. I've been defending her for so long. All her songs sound alike.
They all sound the same.
They do, but it's a hot sound alike. It's a hot move. You know, it's
dribble, not dribble, anymore. Dribble,
shoot, and it goes in every time.
Not anymore
on TikTok.
I've After never been news, her demographic, so that's why.
When Good News dropped, I'm like, yeah, this is not it, sister.
It was rushed.
Okay.
It was super rushed, and it just wasn't hitting. I don't know. I don't like it.
But even with
Doja Cat, I feel like Doja Cat's. I hate that song with The Weeknd. Whatever that song.
I've never even listened to it before.
What's that song? I don't know. But it's always on the radio. Problem. And I'm like, girl, please. I liked her Hot Pink Doja. But now she's more mainstream. So she's getting more like, oh, God, this is for the radio for real. Because I do not care.
Yeah.
This song is not it. I don't like that song either.
I love that song because I heard the preview and I was like, period.
But I think Doja's still an amazing artist, and she's super talented. She's a weird ass bitch, but she's got
she's
it
my
all.
Type of she's but my brand I, of artist.
She
I've never loved Doja Cat, and I've said it on this podcast Ooh. Before, but she's great.
Good like, point about like going back to like the BBL and thick like women over sexualized conversation.
Right.
Doja Cat was like the only representation I had for my body she was a, when she for did, a real bitch, thick
I'm
woman.
A cow, bitch, I'm a cow.
She was a she really was thick woman. Yeah. But even with Jada Kingdom too, if you know this.
Yeah.
When thicker women get mainstream, they get skinny. Look at SZA. Like, they get skinny because they know being thick, you will not reach to
Even
the right
Meg has
audience.
Gotten pressured and
they know because you cannot be on the mainstream audience to the white crowds if you're thick because they don't like it. You're fat. You're fat to them. Like, you're a fat body. You're a fat black body. No, you have to be skinny.
Yeah, Doja got very, not in a bad way, but she definitely got, she lost thin. A lot of weight.
And that made me so sad because I'm like, it's just rethinking, like, what I've been saying. And people like to gaslight me and tell me it's not really happening. Mm-hmm. I'm like, once you get on, you have to, like, get thin. Like,
right.
These places are not going to want to sign you if you're not skinny. You're not going to get the same deals if you're not skinny. They're not looking for thick women. Mm-hmm. The only time they're looking for thick women is when they want something sexy done. They want you to shake your ass or be a vixen. But when you want something in the classy space, even Cardi B was a thick ass bitch. She had to lose weight because she was in the high fashion and like right. she started getting to high fashion.
Right.
Like no one can really name me one high fashion, higher up, like more like mainstream girl that's a thick girl other than like Lizzo. But look how Lizzo gets abused.
Right.
Right? And she caters to, like, white women who shop at, like, the Bay. So, like, she's cool.
She actually
does. Like, that's her. That is her audience.
Hold on, that's Lizzo's demographic.
No.
That is her demographic.
Because I used to work for that company, and they loved Lizzo.
They love Lizzo.
They love Lizzo.
One man, great, till they gotta be great. Like, they love that shit. Like, inject that shit to that, like... Yeah, so she's like fat, but when she starts being fat and confident, that's when they have an issue with it.
Right.
So like Doja Cat, like she had to lose the weight. Jada Kingdom, she just got signed. It's coincidentally she started losing a fuck ton of weight after she got signed because they know like mainstream media does not accept thick bodies. And that's what I'm trying to tell y'all niggas. Being thick is only cool if you want to be a sex worker, if you're trying to be a stripper or anything, if you're trying to like... You know, be an Instagram model, sure. But if you're trying to get into professional spaces, you can't be thick.
Yeah.
Just keep your skinny body because in the day, that's what's going to get you these fashion deals. That's what's going to get you to where you want to be. Like, I talk to, like, girls who are models. Like, I wish I had a little ass. I'm like, for what? So you can lose your career? You know you're going to lose your career if you look like me.
Yeah.
Right? And even
Kim Kardashian had to slim down. When she could hear her body completely.
Kim Kardashian is skinny. She just has a butt implant. She's skinny.
She's very tiny.
Everyone is skinny, but they just have butt implants.
Like Kim Kardashian in real life, like she's like 4 foot nothing. Like
yeah, she's skinny.
Like 5 foot. I think she's 5 foot.
She's shorter than
or
me.
Or maybe like 4'11". Like she's small and she's tiny.
Nicki Minaj is the only thick like artist that I know, but that's been her brand from the day one. Yeah, and like she's heavily hypersexualized.
Yeah,
heavily. There's no thick woman in the industry that is not heavily hypersexualized. There's none. Skinny women get to be gracious and beautiful. Like look at SZA. SZA would not get the same like type of crowd that she has now if she was still a thicker girl.
Yeah.
Doja Cat knew what she had to do to get it. I get it. Jada Kingdom slim the fuck down. Shenseea, I wouldn't be surprised if Shenseea slims the fuck down soon.
Yeah.
Because she just got signed. She just changed
her manager to like a more like. The Weeknd's manager.
Yes.
And Doja Cat's manager.
So I wouldn't be surprised if she loses a lot of weight coming times. And when it happens, I don't want no one gaslighting me when I tell you that being thick is not fun time. It's not great. If I'm trying to like dance at Majesty of the Atlanta, it is a good time. Mm-hmm. Yes. Cool. Yeah. But if I'm trying to function and like be taken seriously in society, it's not. It's
right.
not. No one takes me seriously because my ass is fat. Like, can you believe it? Like, can you believe that? That's just crazy to me. No one takes me seriously in professional spaces because my ass is fat.
Yeah.
So I have to dress a certain way so people take me seriously. And, like, if people want, like, I literally have gone to my doctor multiple times to try to get lipo to get my ass reducted, like, from I was about 16 years old. Oh, I have gone to the doctor to get reductions. So now I'm, like, going to go again and hopefully I can get it done. I'm, like, yo, my back hurts.
You actually want to get it reducted?
Of course. I want a better quality of life.
Aren't you scared of surgery?
Nope. Yeah. But like, I feel like I'd get a better quality of life. So I'm like, okay, it's worth it. Right?
Can you even do that?
Yeah, you can get reduction. Just
like
lipo.
Like your butt reducted?
Liposuction. The girls were doing it in the early 2000s. Just get lipo. It's not like a BBL.
I'm just scared of that.
I'm terrified of the
surgery. Period. Like
surgery.
I like the drugs after though.
I've never experienced it. And
I've gotten so many surgeries.
Well, that perk
after is... Yo, that perk... That morphine?
Oh my God! Not you gassing up the morphine.
If you need it, when I had my gallstones, bro, I was seeing stars. I was talking to Drake, bro. When I was on morphine,
you were talking to him.
I promise he was next to my hospital bed. Morphine is sick.
Morphine is lit like that.
It's lit.
I've never been on it.
You never had a drip? Yeah.
No,
good.
I
good.
Don't.
You don't want
good. That's good. It's not good. Fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun. But it's not good to have the reason why you need it, because that means you're in extreme pain.
Yeah. So please, no. Please, God.
No morphine for you. I guess. Whatever. Boring.
No, not boring, bitch. Thank you for me being healthy and not going to pain.
I like.
But anyways, like tradition has held, since you're a guest, you have to spin the relentless wheel.
Okay, bring it.
Because we play relentless roulette on this show.
What's the other button? Okay, that's I like one. That one.
Well, I did the gunshot because, you know, you don't know where you're going to get.
I don't think it's going to be that crazy.
You don't know. There's a lot of different options on there. But anyways, point is, everyone who comes on the show has to spin. At the end of the show, we do relentless roulette where you got to spin the wheel.
Is this like Wheel of Fortune?
Spin the wheel. And whatever you get, you have to do.
Okay, cool. I'm all for
it. Put it on the other side.
Oh, got it. Okay, yeah. So you guys.
You have more alcohol, so I'm not getting a shot.
I think I finished it, to be honest with you. I did finish it.
You have some in there.
Okay. Yeah, that's my mixed drink, bitch. What the fuck you want to do with that?
Take a shot, bro.
You can't take a shot of this. If it says shot, you just can't do a shot. You gotta spin again because we finished the alcohol. All right. Are you ready? 3, 2. Oh, wait, what? Oh, sorry. You're gonna sit back down? My apologies.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Spin.
That was a shit spin.
Bitch.
That was a shitty spin.
That was a very shitty
spin. Can I spin again?
No, because you are.
Bro, that was shit. That wasn't even a spin. It didn't even go around.
Okay, fine. Try again. 3, 2, 1. Spin.
That's a spin.
That's a spin.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Look at it.
We'll take that spin. Oh, and it's going. It's going. Pass the phone. So you got to pass the phone to one of us.
For what?
And we have to either read a text, read a DM, anything like that.
Is this the same as the make a post one?
No, it's not the same thing. No, it's just like class phone. We get to read a text.
Like, what do you want? DM, text?
I don't know. What am I going to get the most fun out of?
Probably my Instagram DMs.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like that Shan's Ashley Twitter DM profile.
You got to pass it to me, girl.
Oh, sorry. Okay, go on my Instagram. Okay, my Twitter has nothing exciting.
I'm going to find one with a man because these are all very gyal.
You can't say the name if you find the man because I know the first man you're going to is up there.
Okay. You know the first man who's up here?
No, the first man that's in my DMs on there.
Oh, who's this? He got his nipples out. Can I open it? You didn't open it. Can I open it? Hit this person. Can I open it?
Oh, he's gay. So it's very anticlimactic.
What about this one?
He's not gay. But
what are you guys talking about then?
I don't know.
Let's see.
Oh, she doesn't.
She said, hold on, wait. Are you speaking French, Shanice? I don't give a
No.
These are not even fun. These are not fun. Where's the fun? Who's this guy? Is he?
He's gay.
Why are you bare gay? Man?
Okay.
Give me something spicy. Who?
Wait, no.
Who is it?
Wait, where is it?
Did he delete it? Uh-uh, not him unsending the text.
Oh, no, okay.
This guy?
This one. Not spicy.
Not him! I know him!
I know him too.
Okay, she's.
What did he say to that?
He said, can I read it out loud?
Yeah.
He said, look at my wife. Wow. She said, when we are gonna marry.
Your job.
Said, when we are gonna marry. He said, when you put down whatever daga daga man you daga.
She said, like, I don't got no niggas.
She said, LMAO, me not there with nobody.
You're so dumb.
He said, not sure I believe you, but I'm taking you out soon. She get LMAO on my life. No one checking for me, but just let me know, X. He said, it's me. I've been checking for you and treat me like you treat me like bread back. She said, LMAO, never been waiting for you to ask me out.
Please. I'm in.
He said, oh, I've just been over here fucking up my money. That's why I'm taking so long. So he's admitting that he's not ready. Okay, good.
I love that.
She said, LOL, ciao. He said, LOL, ciao. He said, LMAO, soon I got you. She said, okay, papi.
I said that.
Poppy.
Wow. Okay, that was cute. Okay, I like it.
Yeah, that was some good tea.
That was really good. That was a good back and forth too.
Like, oh, no one's checking for me in the.
No one is checking for her in her DM. He just said he's not taking me out because he
fucked his money up.
Like, but now he about to re up. Like. But, like, yeah, you know, he wasn't, like, Niggas say all this shit, but nobody actually is serious about me, though. It sucks. I just moved to Atlanta.
But with that being said, that will end the show on a great light. Because, I mean, I know who the guy is, so that's interesting to know that you got a little boo-boo in your DM trying to take you out.
All these niggas is just talk. Anyways, but
hope old boy gets
but
his
I hope
together,
he gets
you know?
I hope he gets it up. Because he deserves it.
And he's cute.
He is great.
I've known him for a really long time.
Yeah, I mean,
I've known him for a really long time.
Yeah, from high school days.
Oh, you said it. But yeah.
Yeah.
From high school days, I have known him.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. So I hope that goes well for you because he's really nice and he's super talented.
Yeah.
He's going to be on the come up and up up.
We know.
So lock that down now. Drop the pussy.
Okay.
Okay, anyways.
I'm going home.
Anyways, everyone, thank you for tuning in.
I know where you're going.
Yeah, you should go see him. But for everyone listening, thank you for rocking with us. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Shans.
Relentless. What up, Zo?
Oh, thanks for my drop.
Relentless. What up, Zo? Relentless.
Okay,
you know,
DJ.
You know?
Relentless.
Okay.
But thank you, Shans, for coming.
Thank you for having me back. I'm so happy to be here.
This was super cute.
I've been saying
excited.
We need a Shans back. You know, I'm happy to be a co-host on an episode 100%. That Shans is here for, you know?
And I'm excited to go on my trip.
Yeah.
I'm excited to come talk to y'all about my fucking Atlanta adventures.
I want you to shake
and
all the ass.
I don't have much ass to shake, but I'll
shake anything
out.
That's possible because them niggas is throwing money, honey.
All right. We're going to figure it out. If I come back with a Lambo... You already know.
No, girl, you're not going to come back. And if you text me, like, I'm not coming back, I'm like, fair.
Told you.
Should visit Tyler Perry's studios and get
us a not doing that.
Honestly,
no,
what I want to say, it might get us watched by the FBI, but, like, if you
then don't say
I won't say it. But fuck Tyler Perry. Fuck everything you own. Fuck your family. Fuck Madea, too.
Oh, my God. Not Madea.
That bitch got some saggy titties. Fuck her. And fuck the uncle you play to, bitch. Fuck you. And them bald evil villain niggas.
That part.
With that being said, thank you for coming. Thank you for everyone who rocks with us. Subscribe to our YouTube.
Yeah, we on
like,
the come up with that.
Share, all that stuff. Period. We're almost at 1,000 subscribers.
We love that.
And we have more videos coming. Follow us on social media. All that good stuff. And hopefully we have new surprises coming soon. I feel like good things are in the mix. So I'm manifesting greatness in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
Inshallah, man.
So thank you guys for this episode, 10?
I don't know.
I feel like it's more than that.
Season 2, though. Season 2.
Oh, yeah.
Episode.
I think it's season 2, episode
I think we're
10.
11.
Either 10 or 11.
10 or 11. Either way,
season
you know
two.
You know how we rock.
Love
we're
that.
Still here. But thanks,
Relentless.
Chance. This is
itch.
Relentless. Duh.